This is live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. Local ensemble Chatterbird recently presented a concert called Hit and Pluck, where they featured music from students at the Blair School of Music alongside other premieres by local composers. Chatterbird's artistic director, Celine Thaxton, is here, and she's going to tell us about what's coming up for this exciting experimental ensemble.
Yeah, we have a great concert coming up on June 21st, which is a Friday. It'll be at noon, kind of part of the Make Music Nashville Day in the main auditorium at the library. And it'll be kind of a furthering of a project we've had for a couple of years now with Metro Archives, where we create improvised film, improvised soundtracks to accompany historic film from the Nashville Archives. We actually got to curate the film for this particular part of the project and focused on films that were at risk of being lost, that have cultural ties, cultural importance in Nashville, beautiful landscapes in Nashville, important historic people in Nashville. And so that'll be our next concert. It'll be curated by two of our musicians, Aaron Walters and Tambor Sierpka, who is a harpist, and Aaron's a percussionist, and then other Chatterbird musicians will join as well. So that's on the 21st at noon.
And those will be improvised, but the music we have today is all through composers. We're starting with music by pianist Maeve Brophy. Maeve, tell us about Elegy.
Well, first, a slight correction. There are two spots that are improvised in this piece, actually.
Okay.
You might not have ever known that, but this is a piece that's about when there's something you wanted to say to someone, but you never got a chance to say it. And I was in a situation like that, and instead of saying it, I just wrote this piece.
All right. This is Elegy number 1 for solo piano, performed by the composer Maeve Brophy.
Thank you.
pianist Maeve Brophy letting the music do the talking. That was Elegy No. 1 for solo piano performed by the composer here live in Studio C. Celine, give us an inside look at the partnership between Chatterbird and Blair's composition students this semester.
Sure. So this was our second year in residence at Vanderbilt. And that partnership came through the composition studio and our relationship with Michael Slayton. And this year we decided to be really interactive and deliberate with our partnership. Last year, what we did was kind of go in and teach some master classes and workshops. This year, it was more about working with the composition students. And we had four pieces that we commissioned from the students there. We had the opportunity from the fall semester up until the concert this April to work with them in reading sessions and workshop their pieces. And it was a really interactive experience because for us, I think it's all, for all of us, it's really important, not only that we're supporting local music and the work of young composers, but that we have an opportunity to kind of make to bring the piece to life and to give it some life and some collaborative spirit. And so we premiered those pieces on our concert this past April, just a couple weeks ago, and we're really thrilled with the results. So
this is one of those pieces by Blair School of Music student Matthew Shorten. This is Unravel and Unleash from Three Etchings.
Thank you.
Unravel and Unleash from three etchings by Blair School of Music student Matthew Shorten. Ryan Cockman and Marie Conti were playing violin, Marie Wingett on viola, and Joshua Dent on cello, part of Chatterbird Ensemble. And cellist Joshua Dent is staying in place for a solo piece of their own composition. Josh, tell us about Ginkgo.
This piece, Ginkgo, I wrote it fairly recently for a cello event that was actually about onomatopoeia, and that, like, making, you know, not necessarily note noises with your instrument. The piece is inspired by, I've been doing a lot of, like, reading about, like, the interaction of nature in World War II, kind of actually sparked a little bit by a previous Chatterbird concert. Y'all know about that. And I was, like, doing a lot of research on, like, what kind of, like, what happened to a lot of, like, the wildlife that, you know, was kind of messed with a little bit by atomic bombs. And the ginkgo tree is a really resilient creature, and it actually was one of the very few things that it didn't even, not only were they, like, not, like, destroyed or anything in all of the mess, but also, like, thrived in it. And, like, there are ginkgo trees around now that were, like, trees then. It's really kind of like a really neat thing of, like, perseverance of nature. Woo, hooray.
Okay, resilience personified in nature. This is Ginkgo for solo cello by Joshua Dent.
Thank you.
Ginkgo for solo cello. Cellist Joshua Dent performing their own piece. And I want to point out that as much as some of that might have sounded like electric guitar even, that was all solo cello. No electronics. Just Josh and a cello here on 91 Classical. Pianist Maeve Brophy is finishing a bit of a Nashville farewell tour with this performance today on Live in Studio C as she relocates to Memphis, though she will be still playing with Chatterbird. So we're going to wrap up the show with another solo from Maeve Brophy. This is Movement 1 of Places in Time by Mark Volker.
Thank you.
Movement 1 of Places in Time by Mark Volker, performed by Maeve Brophy at the piano. Chatterbird has a concert at the Nashville Public Library main branch on June 21st. You can find details and be in the know about their upcoming season by following them on Facebook and Instagram. Note that they're a Chatterbird on Instagram. In the meantime, for another inside look at Nashville's classical music, check out the latest episode of our podcast, Keeping Score, our second classical mixtape featuring three pieces of Appalachian music with a classical foundation. Listen for free anytime, wherever you get your podcasts, or at 91classical.org. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program today is Scott Smith. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.